All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a very special presentation of Grimm's Hentai Corner. It's here. We've been waiting a very, very long time, guys, and I didn't know if it was ever gonna happen. But here I am playing an English version of Sleepless, the sequel to Starless, which you guys really enjoyed and loved on our previous channels, and now we're here. And we've got new audiences and some old folks as well. And you're all here for the same reason. Live Sleepless. World premiere. Hasn't even released on Steam yet, but it will in a few hours. So let's go ahead and get started with this uncut, not like Great Deceiver, this is fully uncut. This uncut experience, which is the true sequel to Starless. And one of my favorite eroge of all time. Let's look at the configuration options, just real quick. But they should be the same as Great Deceiver. I'm not seeing anything... Text. Okay. Window transparency. Zero. None. Alright, everything... fine then. We're going till 3. Sir? Excuse me, sir? Ugh. Awakened by a voice, I opened my eyes and slowly raised my head. Well, that's too slow. That's too slow. We gotta pump that up a little bit. Whoops. Apparently, I dozed off in the taxi at some point. We've arrived, sir. I checked the fare on the meter and handed the driver a 10,000 yen bill. After collecting my change and receipt, I leisurely climbed out of the back seat with the suitcase I brought. Wow, hold on, I cannot see that at all. Like, I literally can't see it. I have to be fair to you guys. Previously rented... Is there anything I can do to... Effects? Fast? No? We have full size. We have side cut or unaltered. Oh, I like that. Still can't see it. Unfortunately, I don't want to have to do this to you guys, though, but if I can't see it, I can't do anything about it. How about just a little so I can see? Talk about remote. Yeah, I can't see that at all. I literally cannot. Like, I don't even want to play that game, guys. I can't see it. Gesture. I know how to do all that. No, we're not going to mess with that. We do want voice up. Voice, okay. Master volume, system sound effects. I want that up a little bit. Character voice all the way up. I'm not seeing anything, guys, that's gonna make it to where I can change this. So we're just gonna have to play it by ear. There we go. I murmured to myself, taking in the scenery as I watched the taxi drive off in the direction we'd come from. There was nothing but trees and mountains as far as the eye could see, and the road I was standing on wasn't even paved. I'd been told what to expect, but now that I was actually here, it was starting to sink in. I couldn't say for sure since I'd fallen asleep on the way, but based on the fare I'd paid, I figured I was far from civilization. I took a quick glance at the massive receipt I'd just been handed before shoving it into my pocket. I felt a stinging sense of loss in my wallet, but I didn't worry too much since my travel expenses were going to be reimbursed. Better get going, I guess. I said to myself before packing up my suitcase and setting off on foot down the narrow path that led deeper into the woods ahead. There was a sign posted on the road and I could faintly make out the words Black Rose Manor printed on it. Black Rose Manor. That was the name of the place I was headed now. I didn't know much about it, but the fancy name evoked images of some sort of lavish estate, In fact, when I was giving the taxi driver directions on where to take me, Black Rose Manor was all I had to say. It's hard to believe people live all the way out here, I said, sharing the anxiety passing through my head with no one in particular. It was no wonder this place was deserted. From the look of things, there didn't seem to be any electricity or phone service, and I suddenly found myself doubting whether anyone actually lived here at all. I wondered if I could even get a cell signal this deep in the mountains. Shoot. Now I'm feeling worried, I stopped in my tracks and hastily took out my phone to check. Of course. My fears have been spot on. The words "no service" displayed hopelessly on my phone screen. I didn't have so much as a single bar. I guess I'm gonna have a lot of free time on my hands for the next few days. I thought I could keep myself entertained no matter how rustic things were as long as my phone was with me, but I hadn't been counting on this. Ah, I sighed to myself, shoving my useless phone into my back pocket as I started walking again. It would make a real challenge surviving without internet access during my stay, but I could at least make it through the week. That's right, 1 week. It had been 3 days since I'd received a job offer through one of my college professors. I'd been asked to spend the week as a private tutor for a certain young lady. It was at a remote estate that I'd never heard of before, and I'd have to live on the premises. That alone made me want to decline, but my mind instantly changed when I heard how much the job paid. They were offering 500,000 yen, it's $1 million. I didn't really have any plans for the summer, and I was hoping to get a part-time job anyway, so I couldn't see any reason to say no. Even if I worked 2 jobs at once, there was no way I could have ever earned 500,000 yen in a single week. From what I'd been told, the previous tutor had abruptly resigned, and I was just filling in temporarily until a new one could take over. As a broke student living alone, it was like a dream come true. Instantly accepted, I quickly packed my bag with a few changes of clothes and hopped on a train this morning, and now I was here. The money had been so tempting that I accepted the offer without giving it much thought, but now that I had time to look at things calmly, I realized that might have been a rash decision. I hadn't been given many details on what the job would actually involve, and all I had been told about the girl I would be tutoring was that she was the daughter of a certain wealthy family. Given the circumstances, I wasn't sure I could be an adequate tutor for someone I had never met before, and I was honestly more anxious than excited. But I'd already come this far, so there was no turning back now. I had some previous experience working part-time as a cram school instructor, so at least it wasn't my first time teaching. All I could do now was have faith in myself and see things through to the end. In the meantime, I was starting to run out of breath. The path wasn't that steep, but it was a struggle walking with my suitcase in one hand. I was starting to regret wearing my nice dress shoes. But just as I was thinking that, the trees started to open up and a structure suddenly came into view. I stopped and looked up at the enormous mansion standing behind the imposing gates in front of me. It exuded such elegance and style that I couldn't help but find myself captivated. So this is Black Rose Manor. I stood and stared, momentarily entranced, before snapping out of it and returning my attention to the gate in front of me. The sturdy iron bars were locked tight, blocking my path. I tentatively placed a hand on one of them. The moment I did, a terrifying guard dog with a demonic look in his eyes raced viciously towards me from the back of the property. Remember him? It growled at me, savage as a hellhound, protecting its domain. I felt like it would have ripped me to shreds already if not for the gate standing between us. Anyone would think twice about trespassing with this thing on the prowl. The guard dog continued to threaten me with open hostility. It seemed to have free run of the property, which meant something would have to be done about it before I could even think about passing through the gate. I give up. Just as I was feeling at a loss for what to do, the main door to my house slowly opened and a figure stepped out, perhaps responding to the sound of the dog.
Cerberus, back!
Cerberus, back! It was a tall woman dressed as a maid. That guard dog instantly and the guard dog instantly withdrew from the gate at the sound of her sharp command.
House!
She barked another command at the dog as she slowly made her way towards me. It obediently complied, casually trotting back the way it came like nothing had happened. Thanks for that. Seeing that someone had come to my rescue filled me with a sense of relief. The woman slowly approached the gate and unlocked it, forcefully thrusting it open. I mean, it's an old gate now, guys. It's Takamiya Rohei-sama, I presume? Oh, yes. It took me a moment to respond as I stood transfixed by the woman wearing a maid outfit and glasses. She looked like she was in her mid-30s, tall and curvaceous, taller than me even. The size of her chest was equally impressive, and her pointlessly revealing outfit made it hard to know where I should look. She didn't seem terribly concerned by it, though. There was a slight coldness in the eyes peering at me from behind her glasses, but it was a perfect fit for a maid outfit and calm demeanor. I am Katagiri Aira, an employee of this estate. She introduced herself as Katagiri Aira, and she bowed her head courteously toward me. Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Takamiya Rohei. I said and bowed in return, almost as if compelled. Someone actually lived here after all, and they even had a staff. I thought uniformed maids were the sort of thing that only existed in movies and anime. Then again, if this estate could afford to pay 5,000 yen for a single week of tutoring, I guess it wasn't that surprising for them to have a maid or two on hand. Wow, this is just a single week. Remember, the original star list was 2 weeks. I realized I'd broken out in a nervous sweat out of fear that I'd come to the wrong place. Well, Takamiya-sama, the madam has been awaiting your arrival, so if you would come this way. I followed Aira-san onto the property as she instructed. I noticed flower beds scattered here and there with roses in full bloom. They were a deep shade of crimson bordering on black, true to the estate's name. The roses seemed to shimmer darkly in a certain light, and they were either beautiful or eerie depending on how I looked at them. I found myself enthralled by them when Aira suddenly snapped in front of me. Stepped in front of me. Takamiya-sama, if I may offer a word of warning, I would encourage you not to wander from the residence during your stay. Oh? Why is that? The guard dog you encountered earlier has free run of the estate, and has been trained to attack strangers on sight. For this reason, I would advise you not to leave the residence unaccompanied. In other words, as an unfamiliar face here, that dog wouldn't hesitate to tear me apart the moment I set foot outside. Wow, okay. Even though I'd be staying here a week, I doubted that that would be enough for me to make friends with it. Is it really that dangerous around here? There have been bears and wild boars sighted in the area, so one can never be too careful. The only bears and wild boar you need to worry about are the ones inside that house. I see. Bears and wild boar probably weren't that uncommon this deep in the mountains. Even so, giving a bloodthirsty guard dog like that free run of the premises seemed a little like overkill. Either way, it's not like I was planning to come and go as I pleased. We were so far removed from civilization that there was nothing but trees and mountains in every direction, so having to stay in wasn't much of an inconvenience. As I fell back and stepped behind Aira, I decided to fill the silence by asking her a question. So, what's the madam of the estate like? She must have been a pretty remarkable person to be living in a place like this. Oh, she's remarkable, all right. I wanted to know a little bit about her before we met, so that I didn't embarrass myself. Mari-sama is the proprietor of this estate and CEO of the Mamiya Group. Mamiya Group, you mean that Mamiya Group? I repeated in disbelief, and Aira-san silently nodded her head. The Mamiya Group was a massive conglomerate with subsidiaries devoted to real estate, healthcare, finance, aviation, shipbuilding, and just about anything else you could think of. She's literally God. No. It was headed by one of the wealthiest people in the country, her. Realizing that was the employer I was about to meet, I was so shocked I couldn't help but laugh. Folks, she owns Japan. I hadn't known any details when I accepted the job, and was only just now learning who I had actually been hired to tutor. No wonder the pay was so high. 500,000 yen was pocket change to people of this caliber. Why was someone so high profile living in a secluded mansion in the woods in the first place? Why is someone like her living in such a remote place? You're about to find out why! I candidly asked Iris-san what I was thinking. Black Rose Manor was originally a holiday estate used as the family's summer home. However, due to various circumstances, it is presently being used as Maria-sama's primary residence. Maria. I'm sorry, it's not Maria, it's Maria. Maria-sama. Various circumstances? I am afraid I do not know the details. Iris-san seemed to be dancing around something, so I decided not to press her any further. The madam intends to spend her vacation this summer living with Maria at Black Rose Manor. Is Maria the one I've been hired to tutor? Yes, that is correct. Her daughter must have been pretty sheltered if they were keeping her isolated all the way up here. Either that, or there were unique factors I didn't know about. Maybe she was an illegitimate love child they were trying to hide or something. A sheltered daughter living in a secluded mansion deep in the mountains. I was extremely curious to see what she was like. You're gonna find out. It would make my job a lot easier if she was obedient and took instruction well. We'll see who takes instruction. The two of us finally arrived at the enormous main entry to the residence. Please come inside. Chuck! Creak! There it is! And there's the clock, just where it's always been. Iris-san opened the door, just enough for me to slip inside, and I was greeted by a massive Victorian-style entry hall. Incredible! That one word pretty much summed it up. It felt like I had wandered onto a movie set or something, and I couldn't help but stare in awe. Every decoration and piece of furniture was gorgeous, and they sparkled like they had been meticulously polished and cared for. Staying in a place like this would be a dream come true compared to the studio apartment I've been living in. Right this way, please. The madam is waiting for you in the sitting room. I followed Iris-san as instructed. She opened a door on the left side of the room and gestured for me to enter. Madam, Takamiya-sama has arrived. Show him in. I stepped inside, guided by a new voice coming from the back of the room. As I entered the sitting room, I was greeted by a beautiful and refined-looking woman. Welcome and thank you for coming. You are the new tutor, Takamiya Rohei-san? She was dressed elegantly and looked much younger than I had imagined. She must have been at least in her 40s given her daughter's age, but the skin peeking out through her audaciously cut dress was so fresh and supple, she didn't look it at all. She must have spent a fortune on anti-aging and beauty treatments. Even so, given her and Iris-sama's appearance, I couldn't help but think that the women of this estate were a little too daring when it came to their fashion choices. It made it really hard for someone like me to know where to look. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am Takamiya Rohei. The pleasure's all mine. I'm the proprietor of this estate, Mamiya Mari, although your stay will be brief, I welcome you to my home. I'm grateful for the opportunity. My voice cracked rather as I bowed my head repeatedly, still a tense bundle of nerves. Standing in front of the head of a massive corporation like this, I felt like I was participating in some sort of formal business interview. There's no need to be so nervous. Ira, prepare some tea for us. Are you alright with black tea, Rohei-san? Yeah, black tea is fine. At once, madam. I shall return shortly. Ira-san nodded in acknowledgement and left the room without another word. Now have a seat. Why don't we dispense with the formal introductions? Please make yourself at home. Right. I respectfully took a seat on the sofa. The madam spoke with an affable charm and I felt the tension start to ease slightly. Given her position as the head of the Mamiya group, I'd imagine her to be a bit more strict and imposing, but apparently my fears were unfounded. Please accept my apologies for making you come all the way out here. You can imagine how difficult it is to find tutors living in a remote area like this, so I'm truly grateful you accepted my offer. I've been thinking about getting a part-time job anyway, so it was perfect timing. I'm glad to hear you say that. Our previous tutor resigned abruptly. And while I was able to secure a new one, they informed me it would be some time before they could arrive. The madam said as she took out a pen and paper she'd prepared in advance and placed them on the table. Although it's only short term, I prepared a written agreement which I would like for you to read over and sign. Of course! I took the contract in my hands and skimmed over the words printed on the page. It specified the length of the agreement, and my jaw dropped slightly when I saw that, sure enough, the amount listed for compensation was 500,000 yen. That's how she gets ya. I finished looking it over, and finding no issues, I signed my name and applied my official seal. Oh, you dumbass! Thank you. The madam took the contract back from me and grinned as she confirmed my signature. Boy, I bet she did. The grin that Satan does when you walk into hell. Oh, you're here! That takes care of the contract. You are now officially a member of this estate. I'll do my best over the coming week to help in any way I'm able. The contract was technically for 6 days, including today. Okay, so 6 days, according to the contract at least, so far. If you counted the day of my departure, it would be for a full week. But considering how much I was getting paid, I almost wish you would hire me for the full summer. I shouldn't press my luck, though. No, you shouldn't. Besides, there certainly wouldn't be any shortage of personal tutors willing to take the job for what she was offering. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm certain my daughter Maria will be thrilled to have a fine student such as yourself oversee her studies, Rohei-san. Give me a moment, and I'll introduce the two of you. She's a good girl. She takes after me, and that's not a good thing, folks. And I couldn't be more proud of her. The madam said boastfully as a smile spread across her face. I smiled politely back at her as I tried to envision what sort of girl this Maria was. Iris-san quietly entered the room carrying a tea set on a serving tray. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Please, help yourself. She said as she began pouring the freshly brewed black tea into the teacups that she'd set on the table. The fragrant aroma of black tea instantly filled the air, tickling my nostrils. Thank you very much. I reached for one of the teacups and brought it to my mouth, taking a sip. The tea leaves must have been expensive because the flavor was like any black tea I had ever tasted before. Oh, he already fucked up.
Aira, Maria wo yonde kite kureru kashira?
Aira, fetch Maria for me, would you? Inform her that her teacher has arrived. I would like her to come and meet him. At once. Giving a prompt bow, Aira-san quietly left the room again. The silence that followed her departure lasted for several moments. It made me uncomfortable when I found myself spontaneously asking the madam some of the questions that had been nagging me. So, where is your husband? A curious one, aren't you? She laughed suggestively. Ugh, damn. She laughed suggestively at my question. My husband passed on some years ago. I'm very sorry to hear that. She giggled to herself, watching me become flustered. I had foreseen that she identified herself as the proprietor of this estate during our introduction. Don't worry about it. People ask me all the time. Now that my children are grown, I've been thinking about finding a nice young man to be my second husband. But I suppose not many young men are going to want a woman my age and with children no less, are they? My breath caught in my throat as I heard her speak in such a self-deprecating tone. Her words made me strangely self-aware, and my eyes naturally landed on the ripe flesh of her body, her cleavage seeming to draw me in. She was a bewitching older woman with more money than I could imagine, and she was a widow on top of everything. Someone with her beauty and credentials could have any man she wanted. Then again, maybe it was precisely those qualities that made it hard for men to get close to her. The woman in front of me certainly exuded a captivating aura like she would devour you whole if she ever got her hands on you. No, not at all. I think you're incredibly beautiful. I shared my honest opinion, already starting to feel drunk off her heavy pheromones. Oh, you're too kind. It's nice to hear someone your age say that. I drank some more tea to distract myself. Why don't the two of us get married then? Huh? Her words were so unexpected that I nearly spit out my tea. I'm only joking. I doubt you would have any interest in someone old enough to be your mother, would you? To be honest, with the way she looked, I wouldn't have any problem at all. Thrilled, even. I was about to blurt that out, but caught myself. Then, suddenly remembering what I had come here to do, I asked a different question in an attempt to change the mood. So, is Maria-san your only child? No, I have three others besides her. Maria happens to be the youngest of four. Four kids? That sounds challenging. I never would have guessed from her appearance that she had birthed four children. In other words, she must have been in her late 40s at least. I wouldn't be surprised if she was in her 50s. I think she is kind of in her 50s now, guys. But because of the... Well, we won't get into that. With her looks and figure, I would have easily believed she was 30-something. In that case, it's possible the reason she raised her youngest daughter in such an isolated place was simply that she treasured her a bit too much. Parents often spoiled their youngest child, and as the daughter of such distinguished family, there was probably no shortage of love and hope for her. At any rate, I was also impressed with her late husband for fathering so many children. Although with a wife as beautiful as her, it probably wasn't that hard. Just then, the door swung open, and a sweet young woman stepped briskly into the room.
Oyobi かしら、お母様。
You called for me, mother? Her hair was in pigtails that bounced as she walked. She must have inherited her mother's features because she looked exactly like her, just younger. Anyone could tell at a glance that they were mother and daughter. They naturally shared the same beauty and aura, and while there was still youthfulness in her features, she exuded the same bewitching charm as her mother. No one had to say anything for me to know that this was Maria, the madam's daughter.
Maria. この方が新しい家庭教師の高宮良平さんよ。
There you are, Maria. This is your new tutor, Takamiya Rohei-san. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Takamiya Rohei. I know we won't be together long, but I'm looking forward to working with you. I introduced myself, working up an energetic smile in order to make a good first impression. Is he going to have to go through all the tests this time? Probably not. She just stared at me in return like she was sizing me up. He looks a lot more inept than I was imagining. The first words out of her mouth had already inflicted severe psychological damage.
お母様、私、次の家庭教師は長身でイケメンの細マッチョがいいって言ったのに。
Mother, I told you I wanted my next tutor to be tall and handsome with a ripped body.
どう見てもイケメンじゃないし。
This one isn't handsome no matter how hard I squint, and he's barely any taller than me. She really didn't hold back about what she thought. It honestly made me want to turn and run, but somehow I managed to stand my ground. First contact had been a total failure. No one had bothered to share her requirements with me when I accepted the position.
そんなに言ったら良平さんが傷つくじゃない。それに、私は良平さんみたいな男性、全然悪くないと思うけど。
Now, you're gonna hurt Rohei-san's feelings talking like that. Besides, I don't think there's anything wrong with men like him.
お母様は若い男なら何でもいいんでしょ？それに、私の家庭教師なんだから、好みかどうかは私が判断するわ。
You like anyone as long as they're young.Besides, he's going to be my tutor, so I'm the one who gets to decide what's acceptable.
まあいいわ。どうせ一週間の代理なんだから、こんなのでも我慢してあげる。
Oh, fine. He's only filling in for a week, so I suppose I can tough it out for that long. She said dejectedly, extending her hand towards me, still looking disappointed.
マリアよ。よろしく。
I'm Maria. Nice to meet you. The pleasure is mine, Maria-chan.I said, trying to pull myself back together as I gently accepted her hand. Just as I did, she sharply withdrew it and gave me a harsh scowl.
私のことはマリアお嬢様って呼んでちょうだい。使用人にはそう呼ばせているし、今までの家庭教師もそう呼んでくれたわ。
You will address me as Mistress Maria. That's what all the family's employees call me, including my last tutor. Of course, Mistress Maria!I responded, feeling instantly intimidated. We'd only just met, and she'd already taken the lead. She didn't hesitate to let me know which of us was in charge. She had seized the initiative right off the bat and established a clear pecking order. But as an employee of her family, I couldn't push back too hard, so all I could do was put up with it for now. I'd been told she was well-behaved and obedient, but it turned out she had quite the rebellious streak. It was clear that she had grown up spoiled and used to getting her own way.Was it possible she lived in isolation like this because she was too stubborn for life in the real world? Her behavior was so astonishing that it really made me wonder. Just the thought of having to service her tutor for the next week made my head hurt. Now the ridiculous rate they were paying me and their difficulty finding a replacement were starting to make sense.
わがままな娘でごめんなさいね。少々甘やかせて育てたせいで、気ぐらいだけは一人前で。
I apologize for my daughter's behavior.She's a little spoiled growing up, and I'm afraid it's given her a tiny bit of an ego. There didn't seem to be anything tiny about it, judging from her demanding behavior. She wasn't just rough around the edges. She was nothing but edges.
こんな子ですから、先生には勉強以外にもいろんなことを教えてもらえると助かりますわ。
Given her situation, it would be a tremendous help if you could teach her a variety of things, not limited merely to her academic studies.
この子もそろそろ外の世界に出す年頃だし、もう少し人間的にも成長してもらわないと。
She's reached the age where she's ready to enter the world at large, and I'm afraid she still has a bit of maturing to do. That's why I'm leaving her in your capable hands, Rohei-san. Of course, I promise I won't let you down. I reflexively responded to the madam. It was true that was my intent, but from our interactions just now, I could predict it wouldn't be as easy as it sounded. The way things were going, I was afraid I would spend the next week at the young woman's mercy. Mother, if you're done with me, can I go now? Yes, but I expect you to begin doing as your teacher says starting tomorrow. And I don't need you to tell me that. And you, I expect you to go easy on me starting tomorrow, teacher. I was the one who would need her to go easy on me. Flashing a mischievous smile, she promptly turned and left. And then, almost like they were trading places, Iris-san re-entered the room at the exact same moment. Madam, preparations for Takamiya-sama's stay are complete. I see. In that case, please show him to his room. At once. Takamiya-sama, if you would come with me. I'll see you later then, Rohei-san. A special dinner has already been planned for your welcome party this evening, so I hope you will look forward to it. Thank you very much. I stood up from the sofa and bowed to the madam before following Iris-san out of the room. Returning to the entry hall, I picked up the suitcase that I'd left there and ascended the elegant staircase towards the second floor with Iris-san. At the top was a hallway with luxuriously plush carpet and doors lining both walls. This way. I followed her in silence. After walking down the hallway for a bit, Iris-san suddenly stopped in front of one of the doors. Then she grasped the knob, turning it to open the door. Kachak! Please enter. This will be your room during your stay. Takamiya-sama, you may treat it as you would your own. I was greeted by the smell of brand new linens as I entered. The room wasn't terribly large, but it was immaculately maintained, with a full range of furnishings including a simple yet comfortable looking bed, a desk, and a bookshelf. It would be more than adequate for my week-long stay. If you are in need of anything, please do not hesitate to notify me. Alright guys, so give me just a second, I'll be right back, and we'll continue Sleepless.